Going well, thanks, Andrew.
With many of our listeners across the state involved in the racing industry, we should mention that you are, in fact, looking after two race clubs now. Just explain to us under SA Racing going forward, you manage Gawler as well as Oakbank. Explain that situation for us.
Yeah, it's quite exciting for me. I've been the CEO at the Gawler and Barossa Jockey Club for the past 5 years, but we, with SA Racing, they did a last in, towards the end of last year, Oakbank had some changes in management, and a model was put together that, that saw that, us at Gawler, we were engaged by the Oakbank Club to look after their administration. So our administration team from Gawler now also runs the Oakbank Club, which is, quite exciting.
So Gawler, a much busier race club, of course. Is there a lot of differences or a lot of similarities?
Yeah, good question, actually. There is a lot of differences. The passionate, what we found in the last sort of few weeks with the Oakbank Carnival, the passionate and, you know, the interest nationally about Oakbank and Easter has been amazing, and that's not something we're used to at Gawler, although we race sort of 23, 24 times a year out there. Oakbank sort of half a dozen race meetings. This carnival is just so big on the South Australian racing landscape. So, yeah, it's been quite an eye-opener to see the work that goes into this carnival. And, yeah, we're working through that at the moment, which, while challenging, it's very exciting.
Look, I do a lot of interviews every week with race clubs, and right now I'm catching up with clubs that either did not race or in many cases race without crowds. Even though South Australia was nowhere near hit like we were in Victoria with COVID, the Oakbank Carnival, of course, what did not go ahead last year. So it's been, what, 2 years since you had the iconic jumping carnival?
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, last year, and for me, I'm actually an Oakbank boy, born and bred, so I'm very passionate about my Easter Carnival, but unfortunately Oakbank didn't happen last year because it was very new in the COVID cycle, if you like, and they decided that with no crowds, they would keep the racing at Morfettville. So unfortunately Oakbank didn't have any racing last year through this period. So as you can imagine, the committee and the staff and everyone at the club, we're like cats on a hot tin roof at the moment. We can't wait and we're so ready to go.
So in some cases, race clubs, depending on their location or the type of clientele, find that people are just can't wait to get back. Others are concerned they have to almost re-educate, for want of a better word, those to come back to racing. How do you think you'll go with the expected crowds and people coming back, given it's been a long time since they've been there?
Yeah, it's a good question. We've had a lot of dialogue with, you know, all our campers and members and all of that. Actually, today we only just got our approval today from SA Health to have 10,000 people to the Easter Saturday event, which was quite an exciting and positive result for us as a club. So we're really looking forward to that. And then the Sunday and the Wednesday leading up to Easter, we will just run under what in South Australia is known as a COVID safe plan, which means we will only have up to 1,000 people on those 2 days, but we'll be having 10,000 people on Easter Saturday, and tickets are already selling fast, which shows a great interest to that carnival.
So how close is the Oakbank Carnival this time in? Because it's camping, it's people in close proximity, it's people that make it a holiday as well. For those that in many cases only go to Oakbank and maybe only go to one or two meetings, this is what they're used to. How close is the experience going to be?
Yeah, there's going to be some differences. This year, a couple of the unique things with Oakbank is that you can BYO your own picnic, bring your esky, bring your barbecue, park in the middle next to your car and have a picnic. Well, you're going to be able to still do that this year, which is wonderful. But what we unfortunately can't do this year is have you can't cross over from the grandstand out into the middle area. We've had to separate the event, if you like, so that we've got an event in the middle of the racetrack and we've got an event on the grandstand side, and we've had to separate those two crowds. We're also unfortunately won't be running any of the carnival rides this year, just with the reduced numbers and with the COVID restrictions around that sort of thing. Unfortunately it wasn't feasible for us to do that, but we will still be doing plenty of kids activities and kids rides and Easter egg hunts and all sorts of things for the kids. But we really want to make sure that we still bring that picnic atmosphere and we give something for everyone when it comes to families.
We're chatting to Shane Collins, the chief executive of the Oakbank Race Club, Gawler as well, of course, a dual role. Now, crossing fingers, things continue on a fantastic path, but I guess we're always cautious and you never know what's around the corner. One aspect I guess you've been very relieved about, and it has been quite some time since borders have closed, but given the huge, I guess, part of your carnival with Victorian jumping horses and riders and people involved, that's a key thing I guess you've been watching a few months ago to now.
We've really been watching that closely, and Racing SA have been fantastic with us in guiding us through this whole process. And, you know, they've had a couple of plans in place if something did happen. But thankfully, where we sit right at this moment, you know, over the last few days, it's been so exciting to be, you know, standing at the track and watching these both interstate and overseas horses galloping around Oakbank, getting ready for the carnival. So we're very blessed and very thankful that John Wheeler has supported the carnival again, and he sent three horses over. Unfortunately, he can't come over due to the COVID restrictions in him going from country to country, but he sent the horses, and they're here working really well. And only today, we also had a heap of the Victorian horses both schooling and doing track work today. So we're very lucky and we're very thankful that the Victorians can come across at the moment, and certainly the New Zealanders as well, and they can help bolster up, you know, what will be an exciting carnival.
So carnival now runs Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday?
Yes, that is correct. So there's been some slight changes around that, and we've worked hard with industry participants, both, you know, in the jumps area and also on the flat racing, about making sure we can profile our races to the best possible opportunity. And it was discussed at length with many people, and we decided that this model was the best way to go. And we've provided some lead-in races to all of our big jumps races. So a lot of trainers, you know, just pigeonhole or shoot for the Von Dusa. So we've given the Sunday's got a steeplechase to give their horses a race leading into the Von Dusa, and then of course you can go from the Von Dusa into the Great Eastern on the Saturday. So, you know, we're really excited by the new format of the carnival. Nominations and acceptances are well up, which is fantastic. So far, it's all positive.
And not only about jumps racing, you've got a maiden race it's called the Battler's Bolt. Tell us about this race, which is, I guess, I won't say out of left field, but the idea behind this.
Yeah, it's no doubt a spin-off to the wonderful work that the Hotham did in Victorian racing. And, you know, Oakbank's always been quite unique. And one of the values of Oakbank is we've always got a race for someone. You know, we've got a race for everyone. And you know, whether it's been a graze race, whether it's been a 3,000-metre flat, whether it's been a sprint race, a hurdle race, whatever it might be, we've always got a race for every horse. And I just put the thinking cap on, and I love new initiatives. And the team that put the Hotham together in Victoria, I thought that was a great way for us to give those country horses an opportunity to come to Oakbank again on the Saturday and really have a crack at some good prize money, some good prestige. And, you know, we could have had just another benchmark race on that day, and it sort of doesn't mean much. But instead, we're going to have this Battler's Bolt, which is going to give every opportunity for maiden horses with the preference of ballot is how many race starts your horse has had. So we expect that there'll be, and there's already been some amazing interest from around the state, that we'll have some horses that'll be racing there that have had plenty of starts looking to crack that big win, and we hope they can do it on our big stage on Easter Saturday.
And when do Gawler race again in your other hat?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me that, because I actually did a deal with the Oakbank Club some 18 months ago before I took this on, and we swapped the race meeting and we took Easter Monday at Gawler. So I've actually got myself and my administration team, we've got four race meetings in the next 8 days to get through. So quite busy times, you might say, but we're looking forward to getting back to Gawler. We've just come off sort of a 6-week break, and we've done a lot of rework on the track, and it's looking prestige and looking really ready to go, and we can't wait to get back there Easter Monday.
And just finally, I love to chat to locations about other than racing, given so many people are travelling, especially internally. You're near the Barossa there at Gawler and so on. Is there a lot of people traversing around South Australia that might be either at the races but just taking the chance to now move about in your state?
Yeah, there is. It's been wonderful to see people back out on the roads and getting around. And even through the Adelaide Hills, there's a lot of people that, you know, the caravan parks are full, and, you know, you go go on further on, and you know, the Clare Valley, they've got a big race meeting next weekend as well. So yeah, there's a lot of people getting through the Barossa districts, and there's a lot of places around the state, as we all know, that people can enjoy, and there's generally a racetrack there somewhere that you can enjoy some racing. So you know, it's quite a good time to be out and about, and Easter's a good time to do it.
Good luck with the carnival at Oakbank and Gawler as well. Hey, thanks for taking the call, Shane. All the best going forward.
No problems. Thanks for your interest, and any time.